Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, February 4th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. The Broadway League just released its annual demographics report, profiling audiences at Broadway shows from June 2023 through May 2024. Over 25,000 paper questionnaires were randomly distributed at various productions, 60% of which were returned. Most notably from these findings, older audiences are making a bit of a comeback as COVID concerns have started to lessen. The number of theatergoers at least 50 years old increased by 12%. As a result, theatergoers' average age increased to 42 years old, up from 40 last season, which was a record low. Attendance figures of all ages resembled levels of about 10 years ago, although the audience shrank modestly for age groups under 50. On a more dispiriting note, Broadway is still struggling to reach suburban audiences, as a record low 13% of admissions came from New York City outskirts. 65% of audiences were women, and 28% of audiences identified as Black, Indigenous, or people of color. The average number of shows attended by a theatergoer was 5 in the span of this last season, and half of the respondents saw more shows than they did 5 years ago. To read the full report, visit broadwayleague.com/research/research-reports. Boop, the Betty Boop musical, is opening its in-person box office next Tuesday, February 11th at 10 a.m. Head on over to the Broadhurst Theater for a ribbon cutting, exclusive giveaways, and select $50 tickets for previews. The new musical begins previews on March 11th and opens on April 5th. The Broadhurst Theater is located on West 44th Street between Broadway and 8th Avenue in Midtown Manhattan. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending February 2nd. Attendance and total gross both increased last week by 5%, with Broadway week discounts still taking effect. In its first full week post-opening and on the heels of mostly positive reviews, English took in over $400,000 at the Todd Haynes Theater, playing to 94% capacity audiences. Late night host Jimmy Fallon joined All In Comedy About Love for 1 week only, and audiences swooped in as the show reached the $2 million mark for the first time, breaking the Hudson Theater house record for a play. It was also the second highest grossing Broadway show of last week. Cabaret fell out of seven figures with one of its stars, Adam Lambert, out sick for most of the week. It still saw 91% capacity at the August Wilson. Also falling ill late in the week was Idina Menzel, whose new musical Redwoods, still in previews, made just over $682,000 over six performances. One performance was canceled, and Menzel's understudy went on twice. Opening night is February 13th at the Niederlander. And two plays gave their final performances last week. Left on 10th, the rom-com starring Juliana Margulies and Peter Gallagher took in north of $500,000, playing to 63% full houses at the James Earl Jones, and the family drama Cult of Love closed on a high, making just over $572,000 and playing to 98% capacity audiences at the Helen Hayes. All but five of last week's 29 running shows played to at least 90% capacity audiences. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.